Welcome to Top 5 Tuesday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
We are counting down or up, whatever, wherever you're from, America, Australia, whatever. The top five foods, meals, items that we love during the winter time. No, fall time. Winter time's coming soon. Winter is coming. Any hoozles. Doug, what's your number five?
Oh man, my number five. Okay, well, at first it was like meals, but then you're like items, and so now I'm kind of like in a loop. I don't know what I'm gonna choose. I'm gonna choose an item instead of a meal. I'm gonna take the meal I had of stew off, and I'm gonna choose instead hot apple cider.
Oh yeah,
dude. That's good. Yeah, I ordered like on Amazon like those K-cup ones that I'll make.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 150 of them. And I was like, aha, this should get me through the rest of the year.
Yeah, I'd hope so.
Hot apple cider. Oh man, that sounds so good right now.
Dude, I know. Like, I'm sitting here drinking like a Coke Zero, like, dumbass, go get some fucking hot apple cider. But I wouldn't insult Katie and right before we started recording. And she was like, why is your body so cold? And I was like, because I have bad circulation, I think, I guess. So the hot apple cider might have warmed me up a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You should text her and tell her to make you some while you're in
there. Oh, she in bed.
All right. Yeah, that's fair.
If you add Fireball to that, it's delish.
I don't know if we have any Fireball, but I mean, cinnamon, right? Like, so yeah. I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, it's very good to go with it.
My number five is going to be shepherd's pie. It is a delicious dish. I haven't had it in quite some time, but I remember my mom would always make it during the fall time. And if you don't know what shepherd's pie is usually a meat base with some vegetables in there. Usually my mom just made it. It was just hamburger meat with peas. And then on top would be just a covering of mashed potatoes, and then you bake it and it's delicious. It's so good. You know, there's, I don't know what kind of sauce or something that goes in it as well, but it's like a gravy maybe. I don't know. Maybe there's nothing. It's been so long since I've eaten it. I'm sure there's a million different ways to make it, but yeah, that's going to be my number five. Kev?
Can we just say we went to this restaurant in New York? It was from these people that were from Dallas. They opened a restaurant in New York and they had a shepherd's pie. Forget exactly, it was like a southern shepherd pie or a cowboy shepherd pie or something like that. Dude, it was so good. It was, oh, and instead of like mashed potatoes, it was mac and cheese on top. Oh, ooh. My god, it was so good.
That sounds amazing.
It was,
that
sounds so really fucking good. Amazing. Oh my god. Okay, sorry, Kev, go ahead.
Oh, you're good. My number five is a good old beef stew. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Thick. And just get that, yeah, just keep hearty. It in there. Yeah, start it in the morning, eat it in like the evening, because just let it slow cook. And yeah, man, my mom used to make a really good beef stew, and she would get like pieces, you know, yeah, pieces of steak and actually like trim it up and cut it in there and throw it in there and cook it all day. And yeah, man, the house would smell great, and just like you'd eat it for the next week. You know, that's basically what you had. It was stew for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for the next, you know, 5 days, because the pot was so big. It was never ending.
Then so, you get sick of it. Then you're like, all right, I guess I'm good for the year.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's seasonal. It's like the McRib. You just take it away for a while.
Mm-hmm. Has either of you ever had a McRib?
Mm-mm.
Not in the last 5 years. I don't think since my mid-30s. I think I got tricked into it.
I've never had one. Me People neither. Fucking love them though, man. But
they're not even real meat, I hear.
They're real meat, but it's not real. They're just not real ribs.
Yeah, it's like I forget what it is, but it's,
what is a McRib made of? Consists of reconstructed boneless pork patty shaped as a miniature rack of ribs.
Yep.
There you go. Yeah.
God. Like, oh my god. It says
reconstructed.
The pork. Box is coming in, says boneless pork rectums.
There you go. See, the more you know, the less you want it.
Yo, can I get some of that pork ass? Can I get a pork ass sandwich, please?
Yeah, let me get one of them pig asses. Pig ass sandwiches. Did you mean big ass? No, pig ass.
Big
ass.
No, I just smother. Yeah, smother that barbecue small sauce all over that rectum.
Oh, no. Just stuff That'll it. Get you in trouble.
Stuff it right in my mouth.
That sounds like a normal Saturday night at Kev's house.
Oh, man. Is this the recordings here?
God. Can you go up to a McDonald's next time, record it, and just be like, yo, can I get a pork rectum, please? Oh, you mean a McRib?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, shit. Doug, what's your number five? I mean, number four.
My number four is the classic tomato soup with a grilled cheese sandwich.
Good. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Jared's off altering his list.
Shut up.
I saw it.
Oh, you're breaking up bad, bud.
He's got so you broke him so bad.
Broke,
his connection.
Yeah, you're broke. Your connection just went goodbye.
I know. You guys froze. We've had like power outages this tonight over in our area. I haven't had any yet, but we've seen a lot of like neighborhoods around us like losing power. So
you might have some connection issues.
There might be something going on. Yeah. So I apologize.
That's okay. All I heard was what I got out of it was. And I'm pretty sure the audience probably heard it too, is that Jer is altering his list as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
So my number four is going to be, I changed it to a single item, and that's going to be hot chocolate. Because nothing says fall like a nice hot chocolate. And if you don't use milk, you're a fucking monster. And believe me, this is coming from a place of being a monster until I moved to Texas. My mother would make hot cocoa and hot chocolate with water. And she'd just boil water and be like, here you go. And I thought that was it. I was like, oh, I love some hot chocolate. This is great, mommy. And then I moved to Texas and someone was like, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm making hot chocolate. And they were like, no, you're not. And then they proceeded to take over, made it with milk, and opened my eyes. That is the only way to make it. It is delicious. So that's my number four. Kev?
I was raised the same way, though, with the water. And I think it was just because we were poor.
Poor boys.
You know, waste your milk for that.
When you, if you're using like those packets, it's just kind of like, I mean, that's what most people do.
When you get some money, buy yourself a gallon of milk.
Okay, well, can I have some of that money?
Just somehow raise $2.50. Go down to the local market, corner store, wherever. Get yourself a gallon of milk and just write hot chocolate, reserved for hot chocolate on it. That's all you use it for, okay? Change your life.
All right. Well, my number four.
Don't you dare use it for cereal. And I swear to God, if you let Jackie touch that goddamn milk for cereal, you smack her fucking hand. Sorry, Kev. Go ahead.
Wow. Yeah, we lost Jackie as a fan. My number four is a pot roast. More importantly, a crock rot. Crock pot roast.
Yeah. Yo, there's nothing better than a cock rot post.
Cock rock post. Hell yeah, dude. I always like, especially in my 20s, I was all into the cock rock bands and stuff like that. So the cock rock posts are lovable.
Both of our
the crock
faces.
Pot roast. I had one of those when I went to visit my dad, and it was absolutely delicious. I had a cock block roast. Yeah, there's just so many different around it. Crock pot roast. I said it right, right? Everyone's rubbing their eyes and seeing like I didn't say it right.
It's too late for this, Kevin.
It's delicious. You put some cock in a pot and roast it. It's just delicious.
Rot. Jesus Christ.
Cock rot pot.
Say my next metal band, cock rot. That's already taken, I'm sure.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, shit. I don't even remember what he said now.
Oh. Yeah, of course they're from Finland. Yeah, cock rock, country of origin, Finland.
Stop looking that up. Formed. You're going to get put on a list.
I did it incognito. It's all good.
The government doesn't care.
Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want that saved in my searches. Cock rot.
Dude, there you go. Yeah, that's better. Doesn't mean you're not on a list now.
Oh, God. Jesus Doug, Christ. What's your number three?
My number three... it's a breakfast I like making year round, but it hits different in the fall because it's a heavy breakfast. You use that spicy sausage and you make some fucking biscuits and gravy.
Fuck yes. Oh yeah, God. Yeah, it does. It does.
Experience your biscuits and gravy one day.
Okay. Then. First the cock rot and now this. Come on, Kev.
Give me your biscuits and gravy, Doug.
I want to experience your biscuits and gravy, biscuits. Doug. They're delicious. I've had it. I went over one day and he was making it, and I finally indulged in that deliciousness. And I can tell you, his biscuits are buttery, flaky. His meat, spicy and delicious. And then his
What were you over there for?
I was gonna say, were you invited? It was like
you and
me and Ed.
We lost him again.
I don't know what it was over.
No. It was like, hey, we're like.
I was in the area, maybe. I was like, hey, I'm just.
You and like over. Ryan, maybe, or something?
Oh, yeah. Maybe it was like a con thing. Yeah, I don't know.
You called and you're like, hey, I'm like 10 minutes away.
Yeah, I popped in. Everybody was still
I wonder
there.
If it was when you were helping B or something. Oh, my God.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
But, yeah. I don't know. Everybody was still in their PJs.
Mm-hmm.
You were making some breakfast. I was like, yep, gonna have some of that. You could see
I think it was on a Saga recording day because I think it was like, hey, all right, I'll see you guys in a couple hours.
Mm-hmm. So my number three is, so this is where I did alter things, but I just added because I originally had down chicken noodle soup, which is absolutely the bomb, but I amended it with tomato soup and grilled cheese because yes. You can even have a grilled cheese with chicken noodle soup. I mean, but it's not the same effect, but it's the same effect. So both of those are just amazing in the fall time. I love having it all the time. So Kev, number three.
Good deal. My number three is turkey loaf. I like that, but I like to make it the whole meal with stovetop stuffing and mashed potatoes with turkey gravy. Yes. Hi. Jeremy's waving his hand.
Hi. I have my hand up not only for myself, but for Doug, because we are both perplexed with what you just said.
Turkey loaf?
What is a turkey loaf?
Yes. Turkey loaf is this really weird ass like turkey that you find in the like back part of a freezer at like the darkest part of the grocery store. Here, I'll find a picture of it. It's made by a company named Festive. Yeah, it's real. I swear.
This looks disgusting.
It's Kevin. Delicious.
Is it
it's
a meatloaf?
But it's delicious.
It's a meatloaf. Get out of here.
It's white meat.
Get out of here.
It tells you that much.
Nope. I don't want it. I don't want anywhere. I don't want to be near it. I don't want to be near it while you eat it.
It's delicious. So yeah, it comes out like a meatloaf where you just kind of cut it out. Like you put it in the oven, cook it for like a couple hours or whatever, because it comes in frozen. And then, yeah, I mean, just cut it open like a meatloaf and you just, you know, serve it like that, kind of like a pork loin meatloaf. And it's delicious. Like I said, it tastes good and it goes well with the toppings I said, or the add-ons I said.
If you were born rich, if you were born a rich man, please experience what it's like to be a poor boy and get yourself some turkey meatloaf.
It's so good. Don't fucking hate on it, man.
Listen, plus,
poor, so that was a regular. So
if you're gonna go turkey, just go the real fucking thing, not a frozen meatloaf.
It's so good.
Sorry, Kev. I don't mean to hate. It just does not sound great.
But I'll have one person going to chime in and say they like it as well. Somebody's going to back me up on this.
Well, of course, they still sell it. Somebody's buying it.
Yeah.
Unless you're carrying that entire fucking market.
Yeah, they're sending their orders straight to my house. Like, just somebody drops off a frozen bag of dry ice.
They're like, all we need to do is sell one a year and we're profited.
Drop off a pallet. Yeah.
It's like Necco wafers and Jer. They're so happy when he finally bought their last pack in 2018 that they were finally able to restart production.
They asked me, they were like, hey, do you want a fresh pack next week? You want us to reorder for you? Doug, what's your number two?
My number two is chili.
Mm-hmm.
Good call.
You'd think it would be higher on the list, but I actually have something that I prefer more. I sent Daniel last week, before we recorded, Saga, of TikTok of someone making chili for their D&D table, and he took it as like instructions. But he did something that was in that TikTok that I want to do next time I make chili, and that was actually like put steak chunks in it. Mm. And it was so fucking good. I'm gonna have to change my recipe.
I heard that it killed your people's tummies, though. It was a very spicy boy meal.
No, I think it was fine. He normally does like a three pepper like one, and this one was just a one.
One.
Yeah. No, it was good.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody had any ill effects. I think he was saying like, I'm so used to making it super spicy and it like fucking my stomach up, and it didn't this time. I'm like, yeah, bud. Because you didn't.
Let's see, what was I gonna say? Chili's really good. It didn't make my list though, because I don't know. I do love it to eat it when it's cold. But my number two ended up being pot pie. There is something about it that just, and it doesn't matter, like, with this one, like, it could be really fresh. You know, I miss a pot pies. There's a restaurant here in Texas called Mimi's Cafe. And mm-hmm. Mimi's Cafe mm-hmm. had a bomb pot pie, but they seem to all close down now, and I'm very sad about that.
But that one over here is still open.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I'll have to make a trip.
Yeah. Like, all right, next Saga session. Like, I'm coming down at noon. I'm going to Mimi's. I'll see you guys after.
Hey, you know what? I'll treat everybody to a nice pot pie. I'm bringing pot pies for everybody.
Just one. Just share just around one. The table.
Just one.
Everyone take yourself a spoonful. So yeah, pot pie is very delicious. Fresh or frozen. I can also eat the frozen ones that you get. Those are also very tasty. It's an actual turkey pot pie that's frozen that'll actually be good, as opposed to a turkey meatloaf that's frozen. Kevin.
Haters gonna hate.
This is firing shots, man.
I know, man. I mean, you gotta try it. Okay. It's delicious.
It's not,
if you've grew up with that.
It's not, there's nothing against you, Kev. I love that you love it, but it's everything against
poor people is what it is. He's just like, you put water in your hot chocolate powder mix? Fucking pleb. You eat frozen turkey meatloaf?
I just said a frozen pot pie was
get
fire.
Real turkey, Kev.
I was just said that frozen pot pie, man, is good. Get out of here.
And I'm just, yeah, those are still like,
gourmet like frozen
$8 a piece. Shut up.
What I'm saying is that I have a hatred for
poor people. We know. We're aware. Shut up.
For meatloaf. I hate meatloaf with a passion. My mom forced me to eat it and it made me sick every time. So when I see that, I just instantly nope, absolutely not. And I reject it. I reject it out of my life. Mm. So it's not you, Kev. It's just the turkey meatloaf.
It's not you. It's meatloaf.
It's the poor people cuisine. The stuff that they would have, the recipes they'd have to create to make food last longer, like meatloaf. Next thing I'm going to hear is you're going to be like, ooh, beans don't belong in chili.
Oh, they don't.
I'm a fucking classist person who thinks that you need to put all of your meats in there and you don't need to substitute your protein for beans because that's what it's from. So if you don't like beans in your chili, you're a fucking classist person who doesn't like poor people who had to fucking find a way to put beans in their chili or to protein in their chili. And it just became a thing. Sorry. I get really, that's an argument, a fight I will die on.
I will only use the highest rated meats in my chili. I will go
you know, some Wagyu beef.
Fucking hell.
Everyone watches like fancy fast food on Good Mythical Morning or Good Mythical Kitchen is like a Jesus Christ. Wow, it costs $300 to make that burger because they use the most expensive things. Mm-hmm. And Jared's like, plebs.
Yeah, but like
not expensive enough.
I was like, come at me when they have $1,000 burger.
Yeah. Well, you spent $300 on that burger. Because they just did that. They just did a fancy feast. What from they do? It's Shake Shack. That is Shake Shack burger, and it was like $3.99.
Fuck.
It's so stupid.
Can you imagine? Fuck. Like, I love their looks too when they find out how much stuff is costing, and they're just like, oh, this hurts the soul. Why are we spending this much on food?
Yeah, for like one burger. Mm-hmm. For one burger. It's so stupid.
Kev, what's your number two?
My number two is chicken and dumplings.
Oh, yes, Kevin. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. This should have made my list.
Man, my mom used to make chicken and dumplings where she would actually boil out the chicken to where she would remove the bones like manually. And so like it was like the freshest of the chicken in there.
So my
and
mom like the used dumpling. To too.
Yeah, it's so good, man. The chicken, like the dumplings were. It was just like Pillsbury Doughboy or something, like Pillsbury dough or whatever, just kind of rolled up in there. It was real, like real chewy. Like I loved it. I loved that. And then like a little celery in there, little pieces of celery.
You lost me on that one, but okay.
Yeah. And then little chops of onion she would throw in there too. So, or not onion. I'm sorry. I was thinking carrots. Sorry. I don't know why I got that confused, but yeah, absolutely delicious.
Isn't it crazy? Every restaurant that I've ever been to, I've always tried their chicken and dumplings, and I'm always disappointed. It never comes close to what my mom used to make.
Same.
And the closest I can say that I ever came to enjoy... Nope, can't even say that. I was going to say that I really liked the one from Cracker Barrel. They're fine, but they're still not like... Yeah, I think you nailed it with that. It's like dumplings need to be this doughy... ball. It actually has to be a dumpling. A lot of these places just do these really thin fucking pieces, and it's just
like a
not
strip.
Like a strip, and it's just not the same.
I agree.
Doug, we've reached the pinnacle, the top of the top fives. What's your number one?
My number one is it's a newer recipe that we just got in our family a couple years ago from my wife's it's not her stepmom per se. I don't know. She's very weird about calling her that, but it's like her stepmom. It's a tortilla soup, and it is not like your traditional tortilla soup. Why are you flicking me off?
I was flipping Jer off beforehand.
Why?
Oh, okay.
Tortilla soup going back to fucking roses.
Oh, roses. Oh. Yeah. It's not like roses tortilla roses. Soup.
Is it no, like you don't, roses?
No, you, yeah. No, it's nothing like roses. No, you don't put the tortilla and then you don't boil all the flavor out of the tortilla like roses does. No tortilla soup. No. No, it's got a lot of other stuff in it because normally it's just like chicken broth and like chicken and some spices and stuff. This has got like this spicy black bean dip thing that you put in there.
Yeah.
And so it's not like that clear broth, kind of like normal chicken soup or chicken tortilla soup is from like normal Mexican restaurants or whatever. This is like some spicy, like it's kind of like it's so fucking good.
Like an orange tint, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've had that. I love it.
Dude, it's so good, but it still tastes like chicken tortilla soup, and then oh man, oh yeah,
crushed tortilla chips on top or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And then Monterey Jack cheese, and then I normally throw in like some slices of avocado, and then I'll cut like a lime in half and squeeze the lime juice on top, and some cilantro. Boy, ooh, I'm making that. I make it. tomorrow. That's because it's about to get cold here. And by cold, I mean in the 50s.
I can't fucking wait. This doesn't sound anything like tortilla soup.
Chicken tortilla soup. Yeah. It's like you just add that and said it's like that's like the one big difference. I guess it does have, there are like black beans and stuff in it too.
I mean,
it is. It's a little bit different, but dude, it's so good. It's phenomenal.
The only soup, tortilla soup that I've ever eaten is the Rosa's. So I don't know what you're talking about.
They don't even like, they just boil tortillas.
Yeah. And then, and then they throw it in hot water. So, I mean,
it's... you just drink it like a soup.
For those that are new or may not have ever heard this joke, I think Kev was in town and was like, what's Rose's Tortilla Factory? What do they make there? And we were like, oh, it's just tortillas, bud.
They got tortilla like, soup.
Like, fuck you. No, it's not. There's going to be more than that. We're like, no, man, it's just tortilla soup.
That's it, yeah.
anything that you can have, tortilla tacos, it's a tortilla.
It's just tacos, a tortilla, yeah. It's just it's a taco with the tortilla stuffed inside.
So dumb. But like all of our dumb jokes, they go on for years and years.
Or like way too long. Yeah, but the cool thing, though, about Rose's Tortilla Factory is that you get one of them for free when you buy an FJ Cruiser. They actually have one in the back. It's really fucking cool.
Yeah, yeah, they have an entire restaurant they give you.
Yeah, it's just in the back. There's so much space in the FJ Cruiser.
All the space in the world.
You can, I mean, so when you have the entire Beach Boys on ice in the back, you can also have some fucking tortillas. Fucking dumb. Although it's still very exciting when Ed will send us a picture of an FJ Cruiser out in the wild. Mm-hmm. It's always like, oh, look, there it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I made an FJ Cruiser joke today, actually, but it didn't get any love. I was like, oh, you motherfuckers not fucking.
I didn't see it. I'll find it.
Yeah. What did you say?
It was earlier today. It was somebody said something about a Land Rover, and I was like, oh, yeah,
it's because because Caleb was making an It's Always Sunny reference,
and I missed Dennis. It.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's why I just don't know those references.
Yeah, I remember seeing that, being like, Jared doesn't know Sonny. we can tell. We can... I
was completely lost on that one.
I scrolled up and found the Jer gif.
God, I hate it. I hate it so fucking much. I hate it so much. It's my favorite
gif now.
The worst.
Okay, so number one for me is...
Oh, yeah, I forgot we were still doing this.
I'm cheating a little bit. I guess it's not really a cheat. It's still a fall meal. I'm going with Thanksgiving Day meal.
I thought about it. That almost made my list, and I was like, you know what? No, I'm going to go with...
Save that list for a couple weeks from now.
There's nothing that caps off a fall more than a Thanksgiving sweet Day bagel. Meal. A sweet bagel.
I said sweet pickle.
Oh, a sweet pickle bagel.
I'll take one.
a cock rot sweet baby pickle.
I thought you were trying to. I was like, what the fuck is happening tonight? Everybody. Oh, man. You know what I really love? A chicken cock soup. Fuck. A chicken tortilla soup.
Everybody on the cock tonight.
Especially when you make that chicken tortilla soup in a cock pot.
Oh, man. Yeah, the cock rot pot.
If we were still naming episodes, it would definitely be cock rot pot.
Which would get us insta-banned in most platforms. Mm-hmm. Or, like I said, everyone would think it'd be a metal band.
Kev, what's your number one?
God damn it. My number one is chili and cornbread. An absolute wonderful combination. A more Midwestern one I like too. Chili and like a cinnamon
role. You know, I think you said something about this last year, and we were both like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and it exists. People like that. And I didn't find out. That's a deep Midwest thing. It wasn't when I was in Chicago. I didn't find that until we moved out here in
Kansas. I literally saw a TikTok about that the other day, and it was someone stitching it, and it was someone like, how Midwestern are you if you eat the cinnamon roll with your chili? And the person was going, like, I'm Midwestern. What the fuck are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, exactly. Not all Midwestern.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. So
it's wild that you're bringing that up. Because, yeah, even I was like, what? Why?
It's because it's got the sweet and salty factor. Or not, like the sweet. Yeah, the sweet and salty. Because you're getting, like, kind of the sodium from the chili, you know, and, like, and just, yeah, that sweetness from the Cinnabon or cinnamon roll. And it's delicious. But chili in general, I had a pot this last week, and yeah, I feel bad for my wife because I farted this house up. The beans were definitely in the chili. We had two different types of beans in there. So,
what type of beans you put in there?
I just put in, there was just chili beans, and then there was just your kidney beans, like your normal kidney beans. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was delicious, but it kept me going for the week. And I sub out meat with, I've been doing Boca meat. So I put in like a whole bag of Boca meat in there. Couldn't even tell the difference.
What the fuck is Boca meat?
It's just soy or whatever. Oh. Like, it's vegan crumbles, whatever.
That it's
good. So
Soylent Green. Right. It's people.
Soylent Green. It's made of people. But it's delicious. And you, like, if I fed it to you, you wouldn't question it. You would think, because it's so crumbled up like beef.
I think I would know if it was people or not, Kev.
Huh? These people are good. But yes, I do love some chili and carb bread. That's my number one.
Nice. Well,
that does. I'm so hungry now.
I know.
Do what?
I'm so hungry now.
All right. That does it for our Top 5 Tuesday. I hope that y'all enjoyed it. Tomorrow we got what's...